Okay, so you're interested in learning more about Adaskids, right?
Yeah.
We got our hands on their business plan, and
Wow.
let me tell you, this is not like your typical boring business document.
Okay.
This is about a company with a vision so bold it could like totally change the future of education,
Wow.
you know, as we know it.
Yeah.
So imagine this, okay?
Yeah.
Kids in these like underserved regions, you know, maybe places like Nicaragua or Panama, are learning from these personalized AI tutors.
That's interesting.
That's the world that Adaskids is trying to create.
Wow.
And trust me, the details about how they plan to do it are fascinating.
Okay.
We're talking animated avatars, partnerships with Chinese tech companies, even potential funding from like big names like USAI.
So what really jumps out at me from this plan is that it's not just about like throwing technology at a problem, right?
Right.
It's they clearly understand the complexities of this like education gap.
Yeah.
They've identified a very specific and urgent need. Millions of children lack access to personalized learning. And that's because of limited resources, overcrowded classroom,
Yeah.
and just the simple fact that teachers can't be everywhere for everyone at once, right?
Right. It's
Yeah.
like they've pinpointed this fundamental flaw in like the traditional education system,
Oh, totally.
especially in these underserved regions.
Yeah.
So walk me through how their solution tackles this.
Okay.
What's the big idea?
So their solution revolves around these AI-powered learning devices that have these interactive animated avatars. But here's where it gets really interesting. These avatars are not just window dressing. They're designed to actually act as personalized tutors, using AI to adapt to each student's individual learning style and pace. Think of it like having a dedicated teacher for every child, providing custom-tailored instruction and support, even in areas where educational resources are incredibly stretched thin.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, how does the AI actually work? Like, where does it come from?
So they're leveraging the power of OpenAI's API. You can think of an API like a bridge connecting different software. In this case, it gives Adaskids access to some of the most advanced language processing and machine learning algorithms out there.
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture, but to be honest, I need a bit of a refresher on those algorithms.
Sure.
What exactly are they doing?
Okay, so imagine a student is struggling with math, right? A machine learning algorithm observes how they solve problems, learns from their mistakes, and then adjusts the difficulty and type of problems presented just like a human tutor would. It's constantly adapting and tailoring the learning experience based on the individual's progress.
Okay, that makes it much clearer. So
Good.
it's not just pre-programmed content. The system is actually like learning and evolving with each student.
Exactly.
That's incredibly impressive.
Yeah, it's really cool.
But what about the devices themselves? How can they make sure that these are accessible in areas where even like basic technology can be scarce?
So that's a key concern, and they've addressed it head on. They're planning to partner with Chinese device manufacturers who are known for producing low-cost, durable tablets. This helps keep the price point down, making the devices more accessible to schools and families in these regions.
Smart
Yeah.
move.
Yeah.
And what about those areas with like spotty internet access? I imagine that could be a major hurdle for a tech-based solution like this.
Absolutely. And they haven't overlooked that. The Adaskids app is designed to work offline. Students can download learning materials when they have a connection and continue learning even without internet access.
So it's kind of like that airplane mode on your phone.
Exactly.
That's a really thoughtful solution to a very real challenge in these regions.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned earlier that they're exploring potential funding from organizations like USAID.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal.
It is.
What's their strategy for getting the attention of a major player like that?
So they're not just going in with a wish and a prayer, right? Their proposal highlights how Adaskids directly supports USAID's goals of improving education access and quality. It emphasizes the scalability of their solution, the cost effectiveness, and their commitment to working with local partners to ensure sustainability. But here's the real clincher. They're including a detailed pilot program proposal with clear, measurable impact metrics. They're not just asking for money. They're showing USAID exactly how they'll use it to make a tangible difference.
Okay, so they've got a solid plan for approaching USI.
Definitely.
But let's back up a bit and talk about their overall funding strategy.
Sure.
They're not putting all their eggs in one basket, are they?
Definitely not.
Okay.
They've laid out a multi-pronged approach.
Okay.
First, they're considering a low-cost subscription model.
Okay.
This could involve schools or even individual families.
Yeah.
Paying a small monthly fee to access the Addis Kids platform.
I can see how that could work.
Yeah.
It creates a recurring revenue stream, making the project more sustainable in the long run.
Exactly.
But they're also looking beyond subscriptions, right? They're exploring sponsorships from NGOs or corporations that have a vested interest in global education initiatives.
So tapping into organizations that are already aligned with their mission, that's a smart way to leverage existing support.
Definitely.
And they haven't ruled out government contracts for large-scale deployments.
Right.
If those pilot programs are successful and they can demonstrate real impact, it's possible that governments in these regions might be interested in adopting Addis Kids on a wider scale.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Governments are always looking for effective and affordable ways to improve their education systems, right?
Exactly. And let's not forget about the growing field of social impact investing.
This is a project that could really appeal to investors who are looking to make a positive difference in the world while also generating a financial return.
That's a great point. This project seems perfectly positioned to attract that kind of funding.
Yeah, I think so.
But what I find really impressive is that they're not just thinking about short-term solutions.
Yeah.
They're building something with the potential to scale globally.
Absolutely. They've been strategic from the start.
Okay.
The software is designed to be multilingual, which means it can be adapted to different regions and curricula.
Wow.
They're not building a solution for one specific country or language.
Yeah.
They're thinking big picture, global impact.
That's a bold vision.
It is.
But I also know that technology alone can't solve complex problems like the education gap.
Mm-hmm.
There's a human element that can't be ignored.
You're absolutely right. And Addis Kids acknowledges this in their plan.
Okay.
They recognize that simply providing devices isn't enough.
Yeah.
They're also committed to establishing distribution networks
and
creating training programs for educators.
Okay.
It's about integrating the technology seamlessly into existing educational systems.
Yeah.
And empowering teachers to use it effectively.
So it's not just about dropping tech into classrooms and hoping for the best.
Right.
It's about creating a holistic approach.
Exactly.
That supports both students and teachers.
Precisely. And this brings us back to the core of what Addis Kids is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about technology.
Right.
It's about empowering children with access to quality education, no matter where they live or what their circumstances are.
And that really shines through in their vision and mission statements.
Yeah.
There's so much more than just corporate buzzwords.
I agree.
They truly capture the heart of this project.
Their vision statement is empowering every child with access to quality, personalized education through innovative AI technology.
It's ambitious.
It is.
It's inspiring.
Yeah.
And it sets a high bar for what they're striving to achieve. And their mission statement expands on that vision.
Okay.
Our mission is to bridge the education gap in underserved regions by providing affordable interactive learning solutions powered by AI, fostering curiosity, creativity, and academic success for every child.
It's powerful.
It's clear that they're not just focused on delivering information. They're focused on fostering a love of learning.
Yeah.
Igniting curiosity
and
nurturing the potential in every child.
I think that comes across really clearly.
You know, it's really inspiring to see a company tackling such a complex global challenge with such a thoughtful and comprehensive approach.
Absolutely.
It makes you wonder what kind of impact they could have if they truly succeed.
It's an exciting thought, isn't it?
It is.
Imagine a world where personalized learning is no longer a luxury.
Yeah.
But a fundamental right.
Right.
Accessible to every child. Addis Kids is pioneering a model that could revolutionize education as we know it.
It really does feel like they're on the cusp of something revolutionary.
Yeah, I think so.
But I also know that any innovation, especially one this ambitious, comes with its share of challenges.
Right.
What are some of the hurdles they might face as they try to scale this globally?
That's a great question. And it's something they've clearly considered in their plan.
Okay.
One of the biggest challenges will be bridging the digital divide in these regions.
Yeah.
Even with offline capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
They'll need to ensure access to devices, reliable electricity, and basic digital literacy skills for both teachers and students.
I can see how those logistical hurdles could be significant.
Yeah.
It's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
It's about creating an ecosystem where that technology can thrive.
Exactly. And there's also the challenge of adapting to different cultural contexts and educational systems.
Mm-hmm.
What works in one country might not necessarily translate seamlessly to another.
Right.
They'll need to be sensitive to local nuances.
Yeah.
And be willing to adapt their approach as they expand.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that even the most well-intentioned solutions need to be flexible and responsive to the unique needs of each community they serve.
Absolutely. And that brings us to a final thought for you to consider.
Okay.
Baddest Kids is taking on a massive challenge.
Yeah.
But they're also offering a glimpse into a future where personalized learning could be a reality for every child.
Mm.
It begs the question.
Yeah.
What role can we play in supporting initiatives like this?
Right.
What can governments, NGOs, educators, and even individuals do to help bridge the education gap and create a world where every child has the opportunity to reach their full potential?
It's a powerful question, and one that I hope our listeners will take to heart.
Me too.
The journey toward equitable education is a long and complex one. But Baddest Kids is a shining example of how innovation, dedication, and a deep understanding of the challenges can create real and lasting change.
I couldn't agree more. They're not just going